Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now actually the time to buy low on Penn State. We'll talk about that. Can Kirby Smart? Why can he never beat Alabama? We'll look into the numbers there. And then at 7:20, we'll pepper in some Monday Night Football. I do have some props for both games tonight in the NFL. And then we'll get to postseason baseball as the stage is officially set after a wild end to the regular season. But Jenks, this just in. Big news. Apparently today is National Coffee Day. And this could not come for a better group of people because we are a morning show, and I understand the people who are listening to the show also have to wake up very early. So coffee, near and dear to our hearts because we can't use hard drugs on this show to wake up. So, Den, tell the people about some of these deals for National Coffee Day because it feels like I certainly need to be taking advantage of these.
Yeah, some of these deals are nuts, and I would encourage everybody to look at what is around them. But like a Dunkin', I think if you get a free, if you buy a donut, you get a free cup of coffee. If you go to Starbucks and you buy a coffee and you have a rewards account, you get a free 100 points, which if you do the rewards, that's a cup of coffee for the next time. So they're not giving it to you like free today, but if you buy one, you get a free one, effectively. I think I saw I don't know if Paris Baguette is a national thing or a local chain, but they have a bunch of deals as well. Literally everyone that has coffee today has some sort of deal to give you something free or at a like crazy reduced price.
Ah, you love a free coffee. And I feel like people go crazy for this type of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's like, okay, you need to, you know, bend your day around this to go to one of these places. So at the end of the day, I do think it's a good marketing scheme. So let me ask you, Jenks, are you going to be taking advantage of any of these coffee deals?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Krispy Kreme because they've teamed up with Joe Jonas. You can get a free cup of Joe and a donut at Krispy Kreme. How about that for a partnership? You can do that. Also, you can get $6 off a DoorDash delivery of Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh,
to your home if you want to do
Jenks
that.
Language.
I mean, come on. Get out of town. I could do that as well. There's a ton of great deals here. And oh my God, have you seen this quote from National Coffee Association President Bill Murray? His name's Bill Murray. He says, listen to this. You talk about a quote. Coffee staying power is grounds for celebration on this National Coffee Day. Wah, wah. Okay, Bill. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. But yeah, I actually had to come in and use some. Thank God that Roger's here because I had just like two small scoops of coffee remaining at home. So I made the most watered down coffee this morning. It was so gross. So I came in and immediately poured that out and then poured some of Roger's coffee that he made here in the break room. And it's so much better. So I'm going to do this and I'm going to go somewhere or get some sort of coffee delivered. But it's a great day.
Ah, great. Great day to drink some coffee, as it always is here on the show. One quick thing before we move on. Do not get coffee from Krispy Kreme Donuts if you like iced coffee. This was some of the worst iced coffee I have ever had in my life. This is a core memory for me, Jenks. I was downtown, okay, and I forget what we were doing, but there's a Krispy Kreme down there. And you would think, oh, Krispy Kreme coffee, like they have to have something good to go with the donuts, right? And I'll say this, the hot coffee is fine, but the iced coffee was so bad the minute that I took a sip, I wanted to throw it back through the drive-thru window. Like it had a visceral reaction. It was so bad. It tasted like water and creamer and no coffee. So I will not be endorsing Krispy Kreme to go get iced coffee.
I was about to ask about that because I saw Krispy Kreme on this list And as I've shopped around a little bit, just like as a general human being, I have started to see more Krispy Kreme coffee on like department stores or grocery stores. I can't imagine that's good.
It doesn't sound like it. Great.
I cannot imagine that it's not fantastic.
Unless Joe Jonas is handing it to you.
I mean, Joe Jonas.
And then you'll be like, ah, this is great.
He's leading us astray. Honestly, yeah. He's leading us astray just for the almighty dollar. I'm sick. This is why Nick was always my favorite.
I'm a big Joe guy, but, you know, that coffee better be legit, Joe.
Joe, Nick, what's the other one? Can anybody name him? Name Kevin. That, Jonas.
Kevin.
Of course.
And then there's the
He's the bass player, the normal one.
And then there's the one, which he hates being called this, the bonus Jonas, the fourth Jonas brother. And how...
The youngest brother.
He's the youngest, and hates being called that. I shouldn't have said that. But he has his own type of music, which I've actually heard. And it's definitely different than... It's kind of like alternative indie. Totally different than anything his brother's ever did. Like, trying to make his own way. I think he's like a beard or something. But he's that one Jonas brother you don't think about. I bet he doesn't have a coffee deal today. Nah.
He needs to sign a deal with Shipley Donuts or whatever donut chain. I don't know if that's a national one. They have that here. But my point being is I think hot coffee is pretty hard to screw up. But like iced coffee, beware. I feel like you only go to like the staples for that. And even Dunkin' sometimes screws it up. So coffee is a big deal to us here on the show. And that's why we told you all the deals. And choose wisely, my friends. All right, so we had a huge weekend in college football. If you had any type of plans, I feel bad for you because what a Saturday it was in the realm of college football. Maybe not for Penn State fans, as Oregon best number 3, Penn State at home, 30-24, and this is how it went down.
They get to Pena. Aller, sideline. Oh, it's picked! Dylan Thiemann calls game. That's a walk-off whiteout winner for the Ducks.
And that is one way to silence a whiteout crowd. Drew Aller with the pick there as Oregon gets the win. And Jenks, it's wild to me, the butterfly effect. Because if this was any other good team against another good team and you lose in overtime, you say, oh, it was a great game. They lost in overtime. They played relatively well. It just, you know, at the end of the day, they didn't secure the win. But it's different when James Franklin is attached to this. And we know that this has already been the narrative. Like, since this game happened on Saturday, I've already seen this a million times. Big game James can't win the big ones. So do you think this is still a fair narrative? Do you think James Franklin deserves some of the blame here?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He does. He absolutely does. I mean, the numbers bear that out. I appreciate the fact that James Franklin owns this. When it was over, he said, yeah, this is not a narrative. It's a fact. We haven't gotten it done. That's on me. But the numbers are remarkable. James Franklin at Penn State against top 10 opponents is 4-21. Against top 10 opponents in the Big Ten, he's 1-18. And in that stat I mentioned originally, that 4-21 mark, that is the third worst winning percentage against top 10 opponents of any head coach since 1936. So we've had people come on this show and say, you know, it's not that bad. He won this game, that game. You mean SMU last year? You mean Boise State last year? Like, his numbers are terrible in this spot. And again, I really appreciate the fact that he's owning this, that he's saying, this is on me, put it on me, we'll be back, this is a tough loss, I haven't gotten it done. But at some point, when you have this many instances, it's not just kind of leaning into something that might be true. It is true. Drew Aller in his career at Penn State against top six AP opponents is 0-6. So it's just all over the place. Number after number after number of Penn State faltering in the biggest of circumstances. And this was just another example on Saturday night.
Yeah, it has to be frustrating for Penn State fans, especially, like, even if you look simply at Drew Aller, because at times he throws these passes and they're just, you know, on the mark and absolute dots. And you say to yourself, wow, that's the Drew Aller that had all the hype. And this is the Penn State team that, you know, I wanted to believe in. And then the next play, you know, he's throwing a bad pick. So it's just one of those things where it almost feels, I feel like there is a Venn diagram of, like, similarities between the Ravens in the NFL and Penn State, to where it feels like they are beating up on all of these teams that are pretty good, but when it comes to the elite, they just can't get the job done. Like, I think it's to a lesser extent for the Ravens because they have won some big games. It just feels like when the biggest games are at hand, they don't win them. And that has to be frustrating too, because nobody wants to be stuck in no man's land where you're just like a good team and every year like, okay, this is the year we have the most talent we've ever had. And then it just feels like you can't beat the best opponents in college football, because at the end of the day, you're never going to win a national championship if you can't beat the big dogs.
Well, and I think too that now that this has taken hold, it's become such a mental thing for Penn State. Like, everyone knows that's the thing with Penn State, right? Like, if you play for Penn State, if you're James Franklin, if you're Drew Aller, like, you know this, right? And I think whether it's subconscious or not, you play a little bit tighter because you know, and they were so close. Like, this was a game that was very meh. Like, it was just one defensive stop after another until things finally got going in the fourth quarter and in overtime. But you could almost feel the tension. Like, Penn State, they just don't want to lose. And I think at some point you kind of have to cut it loose and say, we're going to go for the win here. And look, Oregon's defense is very good too. Both of these teams are very talented defensively. But I feel like if you're Penn State, you almost have to do something against your initial instinct, because now knowing that they've been this close and they've faltered in this circumstance so many times, they're going to kind of default to playing it safe and playing not to lose. And if you do that, more often than not, you're going to lose.
Yeah, we saw that in the first half. Mm-hmm. It felt like they didn't really open up the playbook until, you know, the second half. And you said to yourself, where was this in the first half? You know, why didn't we have any of these big plays in the first half when we were just playing super conservative? But on the flip side, it's wild to me. Like, the biggest narratives of that game come from Penn State. And obviously, they lost at home. They were the number three team. But once again, it feels like people aren't talking about Oregon maybe as much as they should. And this was a big win for them. And it feels like they kind of, you know, just fly under the radar because they play on the West Coast and people forget they're in the Big Ten. But, like, this is a very solid team and this was a massive win.
Did you see Dan Lanning looking like he was on cocaine after that game? Did you see that? Like, a red face, his eyes were this big. Love this team.
Big win.
Big win. Love this team. Love these guys. Oh, God, what a win. Like, he was just absolutely just amped up, but it was a huge win. I mean, going into Happy Valley, the whiteout is always so very cool. And I saw someone say on Twitter, can we admit the whiteout isn't all that it's cracked up to be? Like, whatever, dude. Like, the whiteout is really cool. It's one of the cooler things that you see in college football. But Oregon is no joke, and I was really impressed with how they handled themselves going into that environment and then just kind of absorbing the slugfest earlier in the game until they found a way to make that huge defensive play, that interception in overtime. So Oregon is the real deal, and this was the one loss that I thought they would take. I thought they would lose to Penn State. I like Penn State in this game, but once again, the Oregon Ducks, man, they're no joke. They continue to recruit at a high level, and Dan Lanning is a very good head coach.
Right, and I feel like this is one of those games that kind of forges your team in the fire. Like, when you win this type of game, it gives your team a ton of confidence that you can play in those big games. So now we see it in the odds that Oregon is way up there. They have the second shortest odds to win the national championship, right behind Ohio State at 5-1. The other big game of the weekend, let's go to Alabama and Georgia. So number 17, Alabama, best number 5, Georgia. in Athens, 24-21. Ty Simpson, a big day, including this 2-yard rushing touchdown.
Simpson on the move. He's going to keep it and score.
I'm not going to lie, Jenks. I didn't see this one coming, but the numbers are ahead of us when it comes to Kirby Smart against Alabama. This just happens to be his bugaboo. Alabama, most of the time, it's been Nick Saban, and we thought maybe it's going to be different with Kalen DeBoer, because Kalen DeBoer's teams have not been the best on the road, but what a performance from the Tide. It felt like they led this game the entire game and never looked back. Are you back on the Alabama train? Do you believe in this team, Jenks?
Nah, I'm starting to. I was never really on the Bama train to begin with this season, but maybe it's time I hop on the caboose. Like, James Franklin should shake hands with Kirby Smart, and James Franklin should say, I can't win against top 10 teams. And Kirby says, well, I can't beat Bama. Get on over here and let's have a beer together. Kirby Smart has lost 10 of his last 11 games against Bama.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's no longer a Nick Saban thing. Like, Bama's in his head, where all of a sudden there's critical turnover, or instead of maybe going for a field goal, they go for it on a fourth down. Like, Georgia acts differently. The thing that I took away was Ty Simpson. I mean, he was just spinning the ball in the first half. And I'd seen him play. I haven't seen him play this effectively. He was unbelievable in this game. And Sammy P was talking about the end of last week, maybe a sprinkle on Ty Simpson Heisman futures, and he looked great in this game.
Yeah, I will say, to Kirby Smart's defense, he's at least won 2 national championships.
Yes.
James Franklin cannot say that. All right, coming up next, 2 Monday night games, and we got a bunch of props. That's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.